We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
There he is.
Ursa!
That wild man over there, what's going on?
I know the domestic terrorist ain't calling nobody a wild man. Jess Hilarious is here too, Usher. You know she's the new official third co-host of The Breakfast Club.
What's up, Jess? With all the mess, how you doing?
Said I just got this job, and you ain't even come in here. You ain't been here since 2017.
I know, man. I need to come up there to hear to be more her and yours.
Congratulations on everything, though, my brother. An amazing Super Bowl performance. New album is out right now.
Yes.
And you are a domestic terrorist. You did it again. You're a menace to society. Why were you so handsy? God. Why were you so handsy with Miss Alicia Keys, sir?
No. Listen, it's not any way in any shape, form, or fashion that unfortunately you gave me to handle. But nah, man, it was a celebration, man. And we had an amazing time at the Super Bowl. Most watched Super Bowl of all time. Of all time. More people watched that than the Apollo 11 landed, man. So mm-hmm. I'm like blown away. Since 1969, you know, there's not been a greater viewing than what happened on Super Bowl Sunday. So I'm really happy about that, man.
And you've been a superstar for a long, long time. So what does something like the Super Bowl do for you? When you perform in front of that many people on that stage, is there another level? I don't know.
It's pretty hard to beat that one. And it's going to be pretty hard to beat that number. So, man, I'm just really happy, blessed. You know, I worked really hard in Las Vegas to tell a story about my culture, where I come from, and being able to share that with the rest of the world, you know, was really a monumental moment in my career and my life. I've said many a times, you know, I turned Vegas to Atlanta, where I was able to introduce the entire world to what Atlanta is and turn the world to Atlanta for that moment, for those 15 minutes. So I'm just really happy that everything happened the way that it did. I'm happy that Jay-Z and Dez reached out to me to do it. I'm happy that Hamish shot it the way that he did. Happy that Akamon Jones and Hamish worked together, and Bass, the people who put all of it together to look like it was. I'm happy that all my choreographers and dancers and, you know, contortionists and tumblers, Lil Jon, Ludacris, Alicia Keys, her, Will.i.am, everybody came through and was able to be a part of it, you know, cause it's a 30 year plus, you know, celebration for me.
Absolutely.
And it was hard as hell to put all of those 30 years into 15 minutes, but yes. I did it. And I was able to introduce people to, you know, the culture of the past. You think about everything that Vegas has offered, you know, over the last 2 years to me, but everything that it represented in the past. If you noticed the wardrobe and the fact that I kind of took people through what I would consider a past, present, and future, you know, experience just in time for me to, you know, launch my tour. But it was real deliberate. Like, the wardrobe was selected to make you remember how glamorous we were in those times, and how, you know, going into, you know, segregated casinos and being able to not, you know, fraternize with normal people in those times. It was like a thing of our pride being taken in that time. So that was part of my storytelling. Like, yo, I really wanted to honor all of the people who had had anything to do with us being in Las Vegas from the beginning of what Las Vegas's experience was for our Black experience, bringing HBCUs into the conversation. Kappas came out and stepped with me. Skate culture, all of those things. It was a past, present, future conversation, man.
And then you end your night getting married.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I see you keep, that's what made me think you purposely keep throwing it in the camera.
As a matter of fact, I'm just rubbing my beard. You
okay,
know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Sometimes I get real honest, you know, when I'm going through it.
I like that. What made you do it that night? What made you get married that night?
You know, just to put, you know, an incredible ending on this chapter of Las Vegas. We talked about it. I proposed to her last year, and she'd been wearing that ring, and I didn't want to be that guy who just, you know, just continue to hold on forever to the ring. But, you know, we talked about the best time to do it. Obviously, around the time we started getting ready for Super Bowl, I was going back to Las Vegas. I was like, damn, I got to play Las Vegas, do these shows, then go get ready for Super Bowl. And let's do a wedding. I was like, that's just too much pressure. What if we do a drive through just for our kids and our immediate family?
Yeah.
We, you know, old Vegas style, you know, how Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley did it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, let's go get officiated by, an Elvis impersonator and make it fun. You know, you got all the pressures that come with getting married. You gotta, you know, get your gown together, make sure everybody's accommodated, get the food, make sure you're spending hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars on this moment that really is about the union of two people and the love of your family. So I was happy to have her family there, my kids there, and we did it. We did it without any pressure. And finishing the Super Bowl was the hardest part, and then getting dressed to get there. But then in time to make it to the after party, and we went and, you know, kicked it with Snoop and Dr. Dre at my Flippers party. But it was cool, man. It was wonderful.
You know, Usher, regardless of your reputation as, you know, Mr. Don't Leave Your Girl Around Me, you're a family man. Like, you like being married.
I'm plural.
Damn. See what I'm saying? Terrorist. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
menace.
My God.
What was the importance?
Some people think, I guess I'm just plural.
what was the importance of paying tribute to Michael Jackson in your performance? Because
See, what you don't realize is that there's so many gems that you have yet to unlock. So you only caught one.
Okay.
You caught Michael. Did you catch Marvin? Did you catch the back leg pop for James Brown? Did you catch that one?
I think I caught Marvin when you were shirtless.
No, that was Teddy P. See, you got
Teddy
it off.
P.
See,
okay.
That was Bobby Brown and Teddy P. I gave a little bit of Luther Vandross in there. The piano moment was Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. You missing them.
Hold on, you got to give us some of these Easter eggs now.
Yeah,
so what,
please.
What was the Teddy P.
I'm deliberate in all things that I do, and I bring the culture of what I am and what has made me who I am everywhere I go, even right now. You don't even realize it's happening right now.
Look behind them. Look behind them.
Yeah, I see the picture. I see the picture. So, so you saw the Michael. What was the Teddy P and Marv?
Gordon Park, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know. All right, go ahead.
School us, man. We not, what was that?
I said it's Gordon Park, Spectre. Oh, just so you can, just coach you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
What was the Teddy P, Bobby Brown tribute?
Well, I mean, coming out of my shirt was obviously a Bobby Brown moment. Yeah. Teddy P was the tank top and just, you know, just crooning and being able to have that moment. All of it is who I am, but in what I've done and who I am, I recognize all of the people that have really paved the way. Far too often, man, do we just forget about the people that really made it happen. That was a little bit of, it was some Ron Isley in there. It was Gap Band in there. It was, you didn't catch the Gap Band and Earth, Wind & Fire. You didn't get that part?
No, oh, man.
Oh. Yeah, it's all of them was there, man. And then Jackson 5 was there. You heard that one. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Can you feel it? Yeah.
I we would debate.
A zap. You didn't catch the Zap one?
I gotta go back and watch it. Now it's like
you go back. If you go back, it's an entire education that's happening right in front of your eyes.
I just think we was all blown away from everything. It was like a party, and it was like it was amazing. It was so much.
It was what we do, baby. Yeah. That's how we get out when we get out.
We debated, you know, about it. A lot of people said I was being a prisoner at the moment, but I'm just talking about off first watch. My initial reaction was that's the best Super Bowl halftime performance I've ever seen. And so then the next day, I went through them, and even with it, I'm like, I don't see how you can't say this isn't the best. For me, the top five is you, Michael Jackson, Beyonce, I think it was the first Beyonce when she brought Destiny's Child out.
Yeah, in 2013. Prince,
and Dr. Dre and Snoop.
I appreciate that, Kane. I really do. You know, I approached it with all of those things in mind. You know, Michael is the reason why all of us even want to do it, just so you're clear. Mm-hmm. And Prince's moment was amazing because of God's involvement.
Yes.
You saw, you know, the rain come down. It was like, oh, God is a Prince fan.
Yes.
And many people have had amazing moments there. It is a celebration of their entire career. But for me, I wanted it to be something that, you know, not only spoke about what I did in my belief of Las Vegas, but what my career has represented, the resilience that I've had to have, and the fact that, you know, even giving that one message to my mother, it was a gospel moment. My mother sang a hymn when we were kids, when I was a kid. She was young too, but they said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I made it. That was her church. That was the song that actually inspired me to sing. So I said it to her in front of the world, like, yo, you know, for all the people who've had anything negative to say or tried to be, you know, the negative that would have stopped this moment from happening, I made it. We made it. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that you give me that. I thank you, brother. You know, I thank you for always being of support, even when the shenanigans start, just a mess. I know you keep your ass in some shit always, but I love you even for it because it keeps all of us motivated to continue to push, to keep pushing. You know what? I hit Jess like, yo, what you doing, man?
Yes, yo, I know. But you know what I love? I love the fact that you starting that tour in the DMV. You doing Baltimore, you doing DC. What made you want to do that?
I told you, I want to hear the Jews and the Yush. I need to hear them.
All right, what made you do that? Like, what made you come to Baltimore and D.C. first?
Baltimore and D.C., it was just, actually, it does not start in B-More. It starts in Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
It started in B-More, but we put, I didn't put all of the dates up.
Okay.
As that was the first string. And then, you know, we're going to play four nights in Atlanta by the end of this. Hopefully I put up three so far, sold out two, working on one. Would love to get four total. And the idea behind that was just the fact that I'm able to play residency better with my kids. I really got accustomed to working on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, and I can go home and be with my family on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and make certain that I don't miss anything. But, you know, I'm just just keeping the flow. I don't want to make certain everybody that didn't get a chance to come to Las Vegas and experience what that was, rather it was a serenade or rather it was us having an amazing time and enjoying this music, this musical legacy of 30 years plus. I'm going to bring it to you now, bringing it live directly to your front set.
Yeah.
Your front door.
Why didn't things work out with Justin Bieber?
You know what? They did work out with Justin. You know, I honor and recognize that my brother, you know, I think that it might have been the fact that he was just, you know, wanting to tell a different story right now. And I understand that. But we did have a brief conversation and, you know, we're going to do something else in the future. But there's no love lost or anything like that. Yeah. I think that it's a lot of pressure for the Super Bowl, obviously, mm-hmm. for me to put together a show. So I reached out to everybody. Justin wasn't the only person that I actually spoke to about doing the Super Bowl. But the moment was maybe for later. Yeah, he's going to play the Super Bowl. I'll go ahead and give you that in the future. Mm-hmm. I profess that over his life mm-hmm. and over his time because he has a career that deserves it. But it just didn't happen, but that doesn't mean it's not going to.
Was Chris Brown ever up for consideration? That was another rumor out there.
No, I did not reach out to Chris Brown.
Okay.
Is there anybody else? Yeah. Is there anybody else? You know, I want that. There was a rumor that you and Chris had a little kerfuffle. Was that ever real?
It's all good, man. You know, it's actually, you know, always going to be something that you're going to hear. There ain't no issues between me and that man. We good.
Okay. Is there anyone else you wanted on stage with you, but things didn't work out?
I can't give you all of that, Charlamagne. I wish I could, but I can't give you that exclusive. Okay. If you hear it, by the way, I will confirm it, but I will not.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you everybody I reached out to. Okay. I reached out to some hitters.
Mm.
I was curating what would be one of the greatest Super Bowls of all time. And it actually turned into that because of who I reached out to. I feel like
we're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Her, she is an amazing artist,
yes,
but even more amazing guitarist, and I wanted the world to see her as the rock star, a rock and soul star she is. And Alicia obviously reached out to, because we had, you know, my boo, and I wanted the world to see her as the glamorous star that she was. I dreamt her vision. And I always saw this flowing huge dress that would go over the entire stadium. I was like, I just got this. It's very, I'm just real specific about handling our icons the way that they need to be handled.
Absolutely.
And we need to do that more often. We can get into the mess, Jess, and we can absolutely get into the mess, the God, you know what I'm saying? But yo, we got to handle our icons the right way.
Yes.
No, we got to make sure we lift them up on God. You understand
yes,
what
sir.
I'm saying?
Yes,
I had a very impassioned conversation with The Dream one time, who you got a song with on your new album. This was recently. This was at the Jay-Z, Jay-Z Museum.
But the way that Jay reached out, hold on, I want to say this. The way that Jay reached out, because he understood, yo, this is a moment for the culture. We have to preserve our icons in the same way. Don't let the mess bring our icons down, because we don't get them back and we don't get a chance. Like, we all human and we all go through things and we all going to experience things, but we got to handle our icons the right way.
Yeah.
You know, the rock stars, they handle each other the right way.
I agree.
You know, they do. We don't get caught up in the bullshit, and we shouldn't. Let's stop that. Let's lift our icons up. Let's make certain that we keep them preserved high, at the highest place, in the best wardrobe, on the biggest stage, in the biggest moment, being seen, because they'll surely forget about us.
Yeah.
You're
and
right,
if you help them, and if you help them forget about us, they'll do it quicker.
No,
so let's,
you know, all right. So I just want to say I apologize, but you said the wardrobe.
What?
I said I apologize.
What you apologize for? What you done say?
For helping out the mess, because he's talking to us. He's very intentional. He's very intentional about the stuff that he's saying, and he keeps saying mess and jest, and I understand. So I apologize, Usher. But did you know Jermaine Dupri was going to wear that?
Yeah, y'all didn't keep Jermaine Dupri in the highest of prestige.
Absolutely, we did. No, Jermaine knew exactly what he was wearing. And
okay.
And you know what? He should, because that's his story. And that's what's dope. Like, the reality is, the first time we saw Michael in glittery socks, we laughed. The first time we saw Prince with his cheeks out, we all laughed. And we thought that shit was funny until it became his moment. Mm-hmm. That's his moment. We just looking at
that's
it.
That's true.
But it's cool. Y'all look at it however you want. I see something that's going to continue to grow.
Okay. That's
it's
nice.
All about how you look at life, man.
It's
how you look at it.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you, being a dream.
Just know that you definitely have the influence to determine how people choose to look at things.
Right.
So frame it in the right direction, because our icons matter.
Yes.
And that's why I say Usher Raymond is an icon who should always be treated as such. I'm telling you, me and The Dream had this convo, and it was, I don't know why, it just stuck with me that night when The Dream said it. I'm like, yo, The Dream is right. We have to celebrate the legends that we have now. I really think it's because y'all still here. Which
not
is
just
sad.
Sure as technology becomes obsolete, you know, you could assume that music and the spirituality that's inside of it will too, but it won't. It'll always be there. But why not celebrate the people, not just what they made? Let's celebrate them and let's make them feel loved. because they gave something, they dedicated, they made you feel something, they made you fall in love, mm-hmm. they made you happy, they made you smile, they gave you energy, they gave you something that you needed in that moment. So why not continue to lift them up? That's why at every show you see me bringing the artists that I know have been influential to my stage. Mm-hmm. I ain't hiding them. I'm not trying to make them look bad. I'm like, no, let's make them look great. Let's continue to lift our own people up. Let's lift each other up. Yeah. Let's continue to push each other up. Jess, you know, I stay on you. I'm like, yo, do it better. Okay. Come on, do it better.
Yes. Lift you know me up. Saying? Yo, lift me up then, Usher.
I got you. I'm going to keep pushing you. I'm going to make you great. You know what I'm saying? I want you to be great. That's it. That's all I want. I want greatness for our people. I want our people to make certain that we know we are great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Usher, have you seen some of your old moments, like when you was on stage with Nicki Minaj and you was headbutting her ass? Why was you so unhinged?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why was you so unhinged in that moment, Usher?
Yo, by the way, that was Jamaican culture. So you gotta go to Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? And that was just a moment that was fun. And by the way, it was me playing my bass. So I would have probably bumped my shoulder or my hand. You know what I'm saying? But I had my bass in my hand, so I was playing. So I just kind of bopped off her body a little bit. If you go back and look at the video, you'll understand because I did it there the first time. That was a little bit of Jamaican culture.
Oh no, it was on beat and everything. It was on beat. I was like, damn.
I think I was reaching a bit when I smacked her, though. I shouldn't have smacked her, but I shouldn't have did that.
See, you got to lift her up, man. You can't be.
I mean, I was lifting.
And I always wondered, too, what was your reaction to the Boondocks episode about you, man? Because that keeps coming up. That's been coming up all week, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate Regina about that. And they crazy. It's funny, but I guess there's... That's the truth on the other side of what happens. That's the Usher effect, I guess. I don't know.
Most talked about man ever.
That is who you are.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But hey, in no way anything that was done there should have been viewed as bad or in any way perverted or anything like that. No, it was literally about, you know, having fun because of a song that me and Alicia made many years ago. Yeah. And we celebrated because of the legacy of it. Mm-hmm. And no disrespect to anybody or anything like that.
Have you and Swiss and Alicia shared a laugh about it? All the memes?
Absolutely. We laughed about it. It's crazy how people pick, they handle. It's all about how you present things, man. Mm-hmm. But it's all love.
One of my favorite.
Shout out to the Dean Collection. Y'all get out to Brooklyn. And check out the Dean Collection this year.
Tell us about your Black Love in Atlanta TV show that you got coming out.
Oh, it's coming. There's many things on the horizon. By the way, as I develop these concepts and ideas, I'll tell you more within the process. But I'll just give you the inspiration of why. What it becomes is something that will be unveiled in time. I think that we as artists, there's a price that we all have to pay in entering this industry. And most of the time we either sell off our publishing or either we don't retain it because it's not an option to, or either we don't value it because it doesn't have value in theory. Mm. But what the value becomes is something that people have already recognized, a story, a song. Storytelling is something that I've always done. So what I did is I've taken the songs of the masters that I don't own, and I reframed them into now something that is a narrative piece that you'll be able to see. So you already know what the story is and you know what the crescendo of the story is. Mm. But here's just another way of you flipping, you know, or hustling. You know what I'm saying? If you want to call it a hustle. But the reality is I own the idea, but I don't necessarily own the IP. So why not go after some other portion of it to use it to storytell?
How does it
make sense?
It makes all the sense. How does it feel to have coming home? Speaking of that, how does it feel to have coming home on your own label?
It's amazing. You know, I'm really hoping that it continues to pave the way and show, you know, artists who have been in this industry for, you know, 30 plus years that no matter, you know, how long you may be in it, you know, keep going, keep striving, find great partnerships. Because it's really a result of having an amazing partnership with LA and also to Larry Jackson that makes it what it is. But, you know, 30 years after signing my first deal, and having now come back as an independent artist and having the type of reaction to my music, I don't take that lightly. I do appreciate the love. I do appreciate the fact that people, you know, they're gravitating towards the music, that they're interested in it, that it connects with their lives as it has connected to mine. This is just the next chapter and installation of my life.
Word. Ruin is one of my favorite songs off the album.
Oh my God. You knew I was going to say that because I'm the one that put you on with the song. Usher, anyway, I love Ruin with Feels. And I was going to ask you, it is my favorite. It's one of my favorite songs, but it is the one that I do my makeup to every morning. What was that
I'm
about?
I'm sending you a whole book of ewes. Okay. I love that. I love your ewes.
Thank you. Who inspired that song?
Am I Usher or Usher? Which one?
Usher.
No, he's not Usher. He's just Usher. It's Usher. That's it. I want to know who inspired Ruin.
Life. Life inspired Ruin. Yeah. You know, the idea that, you know, we can be in relationships that, you know, can change your perspective. You know, you can open yourself up, you know, especially for men, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know how hard it is to get my heart to open. And then when it does, you know, this one, it killed me. It pushed me back. It made me look at every woman differently.
Yeah.
Until I met my daughter. And then she ruined me in a different way because she's like spoiled mm-hmm. and all of the things that she should be at her 3 year old as a teenager. She ruined me. But you know, before that, the song ideally is about, you know, when you're in a relationship with somebody who, you know, you try to get it right and then you just can't. And it's like you don't look at any relationship the same because of that one until you meet the one who replaces that love in your heart. That's why I shot the video the way that I did.
Yes, and that is, I bet you didn't see the video. It's a really, really nice visual. I really love it.
Yeah, the completion of that is the joy. The joy that my wife gave me in giving me my first daughter. And, you know, I love my boys, don't get me wrong. But every man who has a daughter, he understands what I'm saying when I say
absolutely
that daughters change you.
I got four.
They replace a love that you can't explain.
That's right. When you talk about relationships, Usher, and when you talk about being in toxic relationships throughout your life, can you admit to yourself that you might have been toxic once at some point?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, and it's obviously in the music to say so, but I think that we all are a product of what experiences we had as kids and what our idea of love is. And what we, you know, we perceive to actually be healthy love, that might not necessarily be. Excess is something that all, you know, people do have. But, you know, is it better to have a ton when you really, you know, should really love yourself first? Mm-hmm. You know, all of those. I mean, I was taught to be a player. You know what I'm saying? Player from the Himalayas. You know what I'm saying? I was killing them. You know what I'm saying? But
and he looked at us as he
right,
said that.
He's, like,
he's a menace, man. This man is a menace, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, and probably turned down more than I could ever choose to say. But I'm saying, like, to be real, toxic is something that I think we all gotta individually work through, mm-hmm. and I did it, you know, in a matter of about 5 to 6 years of my life. Things changed because I changed, because at my 40th year changed my perspective, and it made me want something more. It made me want to love myself more. It made me want to be a better person, hopefully for my children, so that they didn't have to be toxic in their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think that all of it is, you know, kind of, you know, living and learning.
Yeah. That's interesting you say that, because I feel like when you made that change, and we didn't even know you made that change, that's when it seemed like you started to get your flowers in a real way. That's when things started to shift. Like, the residency and everything started around that time. So that says a lot. You did the work on yourself, and it came back to you in life.
Yeah, we all can. We all should. And part of it is wanting to. Mm-hmm. That belief and unwavering commitment to what you believe in your mind, no matter what life is presenting you or what people may say about you. That doesn't matter. What you feel about you matters. What I say I am is what matters. I am a ruler in my own mind. I'm a king, and I am building a kingdom in my own mind. And that is all that matters. No matter what may be said, no matter what anyone could choose to say, what I say matters. What I say goes in my life. And I am the architect of my own destiny. You know what I'm saying? And that's just something you gotta remember. You gotta remind yourself of that every day, young man. Remind yourself of that every day, young lady, that you are as great as you say you are. And if you believe it, it will be.
Perfect way to end, man. Usher, yeah. Make sure y'all go get the Coming Home album. Make sure you go check out Usher when he hits the road this year.
Yes, because I'm definitely going.
Yeah.
And Jess, I'll see you out there. You coming to B-More. You coming to Atlanta. We playing four in Brooklyn, just so y'all know. So y'all get over there.
Well, I got to come to Baltimore. Like, I really got to come in there. I got to. You going to bring me
I'm
up
just
on the
saying,
stage?
D.C., Baltimore, Atlanta. I mean, you Houston,
but
Austin, Miami.
But I'm from Baltimore. I got to go to the ball. You going to bring me on stage so I can say, love you or do or to you.
I got you. All right.
It's Usher Raymond, y'all. Thank you for checking in, my brother.
Thank you.
You bringing your husband with you?
I surely am. I am. I'll be married by then. Yes, I'm going to bring him with me.
He want to make sure you bring your husband so he can have something extra special, spicy done to you. That's what
no,
he wants.
No, he's going to lift me up. He said he's going to keep pushing me and lifting me.
It's Usher Raymond. It's The Breakfast Club.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, it's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.